From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Decision on homecoming exodus provisions expected before Ramadan. Domestic tourists are key to recovering Indonesia's tourism. Now the news in detail. Provisions pertaining to holidays and the homecoming exodus during Idul Fitri 2021 will be decided before the month of Ramadan. As reported by Antara News Agency, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin stated after observing the COVID-19 vaccination at the Lampung Governor's Office in Bandar Lampung on Monday, the government has yet to decide about the homecoming exodus during Lebaran. Before fasting, the government will decide on provisions related to the holidays and homecoming exodus during Lebaran this year. The government will take into account the varied impacts of the policy on the economic and health sectors to arrive at a decision on giving the go-ahead for the 2021 homecoming exodus. The government will enforce a strict ban on the public for the homecoming exodus during Lebaran if it were to have an impact on the transmission and spike in the number of COVID-19 cases in Indonesia. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi had earlier confirmed the government will not ban the homecoming exodus, locally called mudik, during Idul Fitri 2021. Domestic tourists are the key to bringing about a recovery in Indonesia's tourism economy. It was said by Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno during a webinar titled Reimagining the Future of Indonesia on Monday, as quoted by Antara News Agency. The ministry is currently developing 5 super priority tourist destinations under the new Bali program to attract domestic tourists. He further said some 150 trillion rupiah came from domestic tourists traveling abroad. He said the government is aiming that the 5 new super priority destinations with these strategic national tourism areas would be able to grab the opportunity or reallocate part of the public funds for traveling abroad. The Indonesian government has planned to develop the 5 tourist destinations called the 5 New Bali Program since 2019. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto spoke in favor of the job creation law, affirming that it had aided in lowering the adverse impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly in the employment sector. As reported by Antara News Agency, Minister Hartarto remarked while opening an online discussion titled Reimagining the Future of Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday, the enactment of this law is very timely since it will help to reduce the negative impacts of COVID-19 on those affected, especially in the employment sector. The coordinating minister opined that the Job Creation Act had served a bridge between the short-term and long-term COVID-19 handling programs. As a central player in the Indonesian economy, the minister affirmed that the government had offered protection facilities and empowerment through incentives and financing for micro, small, medium enterprises players. Indonesia experienced 873 natural disasters during the period from January 1st to March 21st, 2021. It was stated by the National Disaster Management Agency, or BNPB, as quoted by Antara News Agency on Monday. The agency noted natural disasters to have struck the country were largely floods, followed by whirlwinds and landslides. The natural disasters comprised 16 earthquakes, 80 incidents of forest and land fires, 369 incidents of floods, 175 incidents of landslides, 220 incidents of whirlwinds, and 12 incidents of tidal waves as well as abrasions. The disasters affected and displaced a total of about 4 million people, claimed the lives of 277 people, rendered 12 people missing, and injured around 12,000 others. Head of BNPB Doni Monardo had earlier pressed for intensifying disaster literacy in order to boost disaster risk preparedness. He affirmed disaster literacy must be conducted since elementary school, because the earlier one gains information on disaster management, the better it is. Now we move to the international news. The Biden administration has said it will open additional facilities for migrants after images from a detention center in Texas showed children huddled together in crowded makeshift rooms. As quoted by BBC.com on Tuesday, the Texas site, a government-run tent city in Donna at the U.S.-Mexico border, is reportedly housing 1,000 people. The photos are the first to show conditions at such facilities since President Joe Biden took office. Critics have blamed Biden for a surge in illegal migration to the U.S. Since taking office in January, Biden has removed some of the restrictions for those entering the U.S. introduced by his predecessor, Donald Trump. His administration has reversed a policy of turning away unaccompanied children at the border, instead opting to process them and place them with sponsoring families in the U.S. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Tuesday acknowledged mounting dissatisfaction with his handling of a series of allegations about the mistreatment of women in politics, as he vowed to drive cultural change. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Morrison's comments came just hours after the Australian newspaper and Channel 10 reported allegations and images from an anonymous whistleblower about lewd behavior by male government staff in Parliament House. They included the men filming themselves performing solo sex acts, including on the desk of a female member of Parliament. A government minister said on Tuesday that one government staff member has been removed from his position. Morrison said he would speak with all government staff members on Tuesday to remind them of their responsibilities. We end the news with several Western countries that have imposed sanctions on officials in China over rights abuses against the mostly Muslim Uyghur minority group. China has detained Uyghurs at camps in the northwest region of Xinjiang, where allegations of torture, forced labor and sexual abuse have emerged. As quoted by BBC.com on Tuesday, the sanctions were introduced as a coordinated effort by the European Union, United Kingdom, United States and Canada. China responded with its own sanctions on European officials. It has denied the allegations of abuse, claiming the camps are re-education facilities used to combat terrorism. But UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said the treatment of Uyghurs amounted to appalling violations of the most basic human rights. Well, listener, that was the news.
Thank you. delaying the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine for a while due to its safety and halal aspect, Indonesia is now starting to inject the vaccine. President Joko Widodo reviewed the implementation of AstraZeneca's initial vaccination at the Wibawa Delta Hall Sidoarjo Regency, East Java on Monday, March 22nd. A number of scholars such as Chairperson of the Indonesian Ulema Council MUI for East Java, Kiai Haji Hasan Mutawakil Alallah, and Head of MUI for Sidoarjo, Kiai Haji Salim Imron, and former national footballer Uston Nawawi got vaccinated before President Joko Widodo. On March 19, MUI issued a fatwa on allowing AstraZeneca vaccines, even though they were called haram because they contain trypsin from pork. Head of the MUI's fatwa division, Asrorun Niam Soleh, perceived that there are five reasons that make the COVID-19 vaccine produced by AstraZeneca acceptable. These reasons are the urgent condition, declared safe, the risk if the community does not receive vaccines, limited availability, and the government's lack of freedom in obtaining stocks of vaccines that are halal and holy. AstraZeneca stated that the AstraZeneca vaccine is safe, accepted, and used in a number of Muslim countries, such as the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Iran, Pakistan, and Malaysia. Indonesia is a lucky country because it can quickly get the COVID-19 vaccine. Meanwhile, there are still many countries, especially poor countries, which have difficulty getting the vaccine for their citizens. The vaccines that have been successfully obtained should be used as well as possible. With security guarantees from the World Health Organization WHO and MUI, Indonesians don't need to doubt the COVID-19 vaccine provided by the government. However, doubt usually comes out of ignorance. While the need for COVID-19 vaccination is increasingly urgent, the government must also be more aggressive in providing clear information to the public about the safety of the vaccines. The government must be able to convince the public that the vaccines obtained are safe in the aspects of religion and health. The success of this vaccination program depends on the community's participation. Public education about the importance of immunizing against the coronavirus must be carried out continuously even when the pandemic seems to be abating. With vaccinations and strict health protocols, hopefully Indonesia will soon shake off from the COVID-19 pandemic. Listener, that's commentary. Today in history, I'll start with March 23, 1950, World Meteorological Day. Commemoration of World Meteorological Day, which is also known as World Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Day, is based on the 23rd of March 1950 Convention concerning the establishment of a United Nations specialized agency in the field of meteorology called the World Meteorological Organization. World Meteorological Day represents the important contribution of the National Meteorological and Hydrological Service to the safety and well-being of society and is celebrated by the 188 member countries of the World Meteorological Organization with a variety of activities around the world. Let's turn to 1978. Adam Malik is appointed the third Vice President of Indonesia. Adam Malik started his career as a journalist and figure of the national movement. In 1963, Adam Malik first joined the ranks of the cabinet, namely as Minister of Trade, as well as serving as Deputy Commander of Operations 1 of the Supreme Economic Operations Command. In 1964, he assumed responsibility as chair of the delegation to the Commission on Trade and Development at the United Nations. In 1966, he became Minister of Foreign Affairs. Adamalli's highest career was achieved when he successfully assumed the position of Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, who then was appointed by the People's Consultative Assembly on March 23, 1978, replacing Hamengkubuwono IX. I'll conclude today in history with March 23, 2015, Lee Kuan Yew, Singapore's first Prime Minister, dies. Lee Kuan Yew was the Prime Minister of Singapore from 1959 to 1990. He has remained an influential political figure in Singapore since his resignation as Prime Minister. During Goh Chok Tong's reign, Lee served as Senior Minister. Lee Kuan Yew died on 23rd of March 2015 in Singapore from pneumonia. Previously, his condition had continued to decline since he was admitted to the hospital on February 5th, 2015. Listener, that was Today in History.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, We would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Panama City, in collaboration with the Indonesian Young Entrepreneurs Association HIPMI Bogor, has held an online seminar entitled Export-Import Opportunities, Tourism and Investment Industry of Indonesia, Panama, Honduras, Costa Rica, and Nicaragua on Wednesday, March 17th. The event was opened by Mayor of Bogor, Bima Arya, and attended by more than 100 participants, both members of HIPMI and the general public. As quoted on the kemlu.go.id March 19th, Mayor Bima Arya said that in 2020, Bogor's exports fell by 25.86% due to the sluggish conditions in the world economy due to the COVID-19 pandemic. He remarked that by collaborating with the Indonesian embassy, the opportunity to export Indonesian products from Bogor and other cooperation opportunities can be increased. Some of Bogor's top export products that enter the American region include processed rubber products and processed wood products. Currently, Bogor is encouraging increased exports of products such as coffee, fish, pepper, cinnamon, cloves, ornamental plants, and various products from micro, small, and medium enterprises (MSMEs) like handicrafts and food. Meanwhile, Indonesian Ambassador to Panama, Sukmo Harsono, said that Panama, Costa Rica, Honduras, and Nicaragua are countries that generally have tropical climates like Indonesia, so that naturally, agricultural products produced on average have similarities to Indonesia. This is both a challenge and an opportunity for Indonesia to develop various collaborations in the fields of agriculture, tourism, industry, health, development of logistics facilities, as well as cooperation in the field of education, particularly technology development. In addition, Ambassador Sukmo Harsono also pointed out some tips on approaches to the entrepreneurs in the 4 accredited countries of the Indonesian Embassy in Panama, including by building intense and personal relationships, and the importance of a cultural approach in a bid to market either cultural products of Indonesian tourism or goods. Listener, that's My Indonesia for today.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقوي انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión. Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kapan ku di sana nanti?
Tanpa dirimu ku takkan di sini menghidupkan rasa yang mati. Kau terus ku coba, karena dirimu pasti bisa untuk lewati dan kita melangkah lagi. Rasa takut segan menghampiri kita, kita. No, janganlah menyerah. No, janganlah menyerah.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to Wulan Pari Tourism Village. When traveling to Yogyakarta, please visit one of tourism villages there, namely Wulan Pari. Wulan Pari is a tourism destination in Gunung Kidul Regency with a rural concept that is still very natural by prioritizing the local culture of the Gunung Kidul people. Wulan Pari Tourism Village has very beautiful views, namely rice fields, forest areas, and also the Oya River flow. This tourism destination is located in Beji Village, Patuk District, Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta. This location is very close to the city center of Yogyakarta, about 25 kilometers away with a distance of about 30 minutes. Entering the Wulan Pari tourism area, you will feel the cool air with an unspoiled rural atmosphere. Here, you can enjoy the beauty of Javanese architecture buildings. You can take a walk along the rice fields or take a boat down the Oyo River. You can also learn about organic farming, and you can even pick vegetables from plants grown in the yard and cook them by yourself. At Wulan Pari, there is a restaurant with quite affordable food prices. If you are interested in staying, there is also a homestay here. With limited visits during this pandemic, the Woolen Pari Area Manager made a unique innovation, which is with 150,000 rupiah tour package. You can visit the Mount Batur Geosite Tourist Area or the Patuk Area by using a classic Volkswagen or VW car. You can also enjoy healthy food and rest in the tourist area on the banks of the Oya River. The journey starts from Woolen Pari and then continues to tour the geosite, such as Mount Ireng, Nglanggeran Ancient Volcano, to the Bobung Mass-Making Tourist Area. This tour package only accepts small groups of up to 15 people, so that health protocols are maintained. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder over Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Rasakan getaran yang kerap goyahkan rasa serasa ada sentuhan baru sinari hari-hariku pertama diriku pun tergoda kilaunya matamu runtuhkan angkunya dinding hati goyahkan batas sepiku.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a radio lesson on Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language that introduces the vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia. This program is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Agency for Language and Book Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Kepada Siapa, or in English, To Whom. Next, I will give a sample conversation on kepada siapa. Kepada siapa, which means to whom. The conversation takes place between Kevin and Boris. Boris is Kevin's new neighbor. Boris asks for information about the person to whom the cleaning fee is paid. Let's listen to their conversation.
Kevin, kepada siapa kita membayar iuran kebersihan?
Kepada Pak RT.
After listening to the conversation, I will provide phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, kepada siapa? Kepada siapa? Which means, to whom? I will say the words two times and you may repeat after me. Kepada siapa? Kepada siapa? Which means, to whom? Membayar. Membayar. Which means, pay. Iuran. Iuran, which means dues. Kepada siapa kita membayar iuran? Kepada siapa kita membayar iuran? Which means to whom do we pay dues? Dengan siapa? Dengan siapa? Which means with whom? Siapa? Siapa? Which means who? Dengan siapa kamu berbicara? Dengan siapa kamu berbicara? Which means, who are you talking to? In the conversation, you heard the question, kepada siapa kita membayar iuran? Kepada siapa kita membayar iuran? Which means, to whom do we pay dues? In that question, the phrase kepada siapa? Kepada siapa, which means to whom, is used to ask information about the person intended to do something. For example, kepada siapa kita membayar iuran? Kepada siapa kita membayar iuran? Which means, to whom do we pay dues? Another example, the words kepada siapa, which means to whom, can also be put after the topic of conversation to ask about the person to whom something is done. For example, kepada siapa kita membayar iuran? Kepada siapa kita membayar iuran? Which means, to whom do we pay dues? Or you can say, kita membayar iuran kepada siapa? Kita membayar iuran kepada siapa? Which means, we pay dues to whom? In addition to the expression kepada siapa, which means to whom, the question word siapa, siapa, which means who, is often combined with the word dengan, dengan, which means with. Such as dengan siapa, which means with whom. The two expressions both ask about people. Kepada siapa, which means to whom, is used to ask information about the target person. While dengan siapa? Dengan siapa? Which means with whom? Is used to ask information about people who are with you in doing something. For example, dengan siapa kamu berbicara? Dengan siapa kamu berbicara? Which means, who are you talking to? Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, I'll bring you the sample conversation one more time.
Kevin, kepada siapa kita membayar iuran kebersihan?
Kepada Pak RT.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening and sampai berjumpa lagi.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a Malay song entitled Risau by Rustam Rascani. The song Risau was created by Urip Bahari. This song tells the story of someone who is in doubt and worry about his girlfriend. He doubts the honesty of his lover. The lover also hopes that they will not easily believe in the slander of people who can destroy their love. This medium tempo song is on the album Mahligai Cinta, which was released in 1982. Rustam Rascani is a music artist, blind singer, and songwriter of Minang and Gamat from West Sumatra. Well, listener, here is the song Risau by Rustam Rascani. Enjoy!
Diriku mengenai
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.